V'yas kinu, and Desdin put him back up to his position, a regular kayim. What happened later was, v'yosu, they trade now to Edim, came v'yamri, and said, Yishno ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu, that this person is a ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu. So two came and said he's posel, so pshit v'yachtinu, Desdin took him down again to make him posel. He has a din of a chol, he can't do the avoid, he can't eat truma. What happened later was, v'yosu, eidechot v'yom, v'yadana beit kainu. Then later another Eidechot came, a second Eidechot came later and told us that they know for sure he's a kosher kayin. So now, the question is, the Mara says, of the Kuli Yalin everybody holds, mitzvah from the Eidus. You could put the first Eid that said he was kosher with this last Eid that said he was kosher to make it like two. So it comes out now, really it's Trey against Trey, it's two against two. We have two Eidim saying this person is a kosher kayin, and we have two Eidim saying he's a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. So really what we should do is trade against trade, the two items should cancel out. We hold it's a Safed Rabbanin, and therefore we should go Bosa Chazaka, he was Muchsak Lun, that this person was a Kosher Kain before. So really he should be Kosher now. So what's the Machlekes if you believe the second aid or not? The Machlekes is, are we afraid of the Zilusa, that like a Zilzumin will make him something not nice about Bezdin, that people are going to think like Bezdin's a joke here. That first Bezdin said he's no good, and now Bezdin to say he's good again, that's called the Zilusa, will be Mezalzel, will taken away from the cover the respect of Bezdin. That Tanakama, so the Tanakam holds, Kivan the Yachtine, since Bezdin took him down, Le Maskinin Le, we can't put him back up again. We can't let him be a good Kain again. Even though now really it's Trey and Trey, and we should say, leave him Becheskas Kashra, that he's a Kashra Kain. Why? Because Chashinin Le Zilusa, the Vedina. We're afraid of this new svara that once Bezdin took him down and said he's puzzled, we don't put him back up again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savano, the svara is Anan Achtinon Lei V'Anan Maskinon Lei. Bezdin took him down, Bezdin could put him back again. We're not afraid of this new svara as Elusa de Vedino, there should be a zilzal in the cupboard of Bezdin. So maybe that's the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Maskev lo Ravashi, Ravashi yes the kasha, that's the machlokes yochi. Filu treya trey nami. Like, why don't you say a portion of machlokes then? Say a case where two Eidim came first to say that he's puzzle, and then two Eidim came to say that he's kosher. If though machlokes is the cheshif is elusive the Vedin or not, what do you have to say one, two, and then one? Say two came right away to say that he's puzzle, and then two came to say that he's kosher. So Mor says, Ella, since the case was brought down like this, one, two, and then one, Elom Ravashi, the Machlokes here is b'mitzdar from Liedas Kamiflagi. Machlokes says, can you put the first day and the last day together? Over Pluta Dani Tanoi, told Machlokes in this Tanoim, the Tanya went like this, Ein Edus Mitzdarfus, two Edim are not put together, we can't put two Edim together, at Shiyurushnem Kechot. But to both of them, see the Maisa, see what happened together. That's a Tanakama. Even if they saw it one after another, but still it's kosher. But the Ikon Akudu is they have to come to Bezdin together. They have to say their Eidus together in Bezdin. That's called Eidim. But if one comes now and one comes later, then it can't be Mitzparav. It's not called Eidus. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Shemim Devorah, Shalzeh HaYoim No. You could hear one Eid, what he tells us today. And when the second aid comes tomorrow, we'll listen to him what he says tomorrow. So the kids say, oh, you could put these two aidim together. One aid to get today and one aid tomorrow, you could put the two together. Sastas Machlaikas of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama by Yosra Blaz is in such a case like this. We have one aid first saying that he was kosher, two aidim saying that he's posel, then another aid saying that he's kosher. Everybody holds we're not chashin and lizlusa de vedina. Machlokes is just, can you put the two eidim together or not? Yeah. So the Mishnah. For Isha shenech pesha b'deyar de gechavim. An Isha that was captured by the goyim. Is ayidei moment. If it was for money matters that they wanted to take her for ransom, is muteras labayla. Then we say what, even though the goyim caught her, that the goyim didn't live with her. Because they want to get the money back, so they're careful, they're not mafka, they don't make a hefka and say anybody could live with her. But Ayidei Nefoshes, if she was taken for the fact, Rashi shows in the Donis Lomas, if she had a psak dinner that she was supposed to be killed, she did something that they want to kill her, then we say Asiru Labayla. Even if she gets freed later, she's also to go and live back with her husband. And Rashi says, why? The Hoyel Benoigim Behefker, Choshishin Shem and Esratasom Yechad Mehem. Like even though it's only an Ashes Yisrael, that the Anusa, if they would have forced her, should be mutter to her husband. We have to be afraid, maybe she was Nisratza, like she was afraid for life, and she agreed to live with them willingly, and then she'll become mutter to her husband. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That if the Goyim captured her for the sake of Nefashos, then we say they do whatever they want to her, and therefore she's also Labayla. So where it says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Lo Yishonu, this was only learned, El Shiyad Yisro, Tkif Al Ad Gechavim, when the Jewish government like rules. Avuyad Oiv De Gechavim, Tkif Al Atzman, but if the Goyish people rule the government, their hands are stronger than us. Afilu Aydei Momen, even if the Goyim took her for the sake of money, also Zasur Labayla, we have to be afraid, since their hands are stronger, that they're not afraid, even though they're taking her for ransom, in between they'll also live with her, they'll be mafka her. We have to be afraid that maybe she did it willingly, and therefore she's also Labayla. So after our Mishnah says that the Imam and she's mutter is only biyad Yisrael Govar, then the Goyim are afraid of us, and even though they're holding her now for ransom, but that they hold, they have a right to. They hold like she stole our money, so therefore they have a right to hold her. But they won't be mafka, they won't have znus with her to say whoever wants to could do it to say that maybe she did it beratzen. Mar most of Rav, so Rav has a kash like this. It says, Heyed Reb Yosi HaKoyin, Reb Yizchaya ben HaKotze v'Abas Yisrael, a story with a case with a Jewish girl, Sherenuhu b'Yashkelon. Herenuhu means that the Jews borrowed money from a guy, and they made a pledge with their daughter. They said, listen, we don't play it back. Within a month or 2 months, you can keep our daughter. That's the pledge they gave her. That's the mashkin they gave the goyim. And the maestro was, Rechaku b'nei mishpachtoi. So the b'nei mishpachtoi thought for sure that the goyim lived with her, and now she's possible to marry a goyim. Therefore, b'nei mishpachtoi stood away from her. V'yedeho, but she has edim though with her, midinoiso, shlo nistero, shlo nitmo. There were edim though that the goyim never lived with her, never had steer, and never were alone with her. The Yomulah Chacham to Chacham said back to them, "Imatem aminim sheherenu. If you believe them, what they're telling you that they gave the daughter for a pledge to the goyim is the melehem minu shlanisru. You also have to believe these same edim that they're saying they saw the way she was not alone with the man. For shlanitmo that she didn't become tamei. V'im iatem aminim. And if you don't believe them, shlanisru or shlanitmo. If you don't want to believe these edim to say that she was tor." You don't want to believe them, you're afraid maybe she lived with them, with the Goyim. Is if so, like the Peshos here, Al Taminu, Sherinu, don't believe the media that they gave her away for a pledge. So that's the case there. The Kitzur, he said, believe these Edim, that's his kosher. But Mashma, you have to have Edim. Without Edim, should be possible. So Mar says, now, Bo Ashkelon, this case of Ashkelon, the Yad Adichov and Tekif Al Atzman. It was a case that the Goyim ruled there. It was Goyim that was stronger than the Jews. Rashi says, the Eretz Plishtimi, the Yerk Fagolu Yisrael, after the Golus, so Bazoi, it's Yad Goyim with Kifa. Ugatoni says over here,